Thursday will see the launch of the 13th annual Collector's Fair in Prague's Letňany, the largest such event in Central Europe. Over 3 days, an estimated 12,000 visitors will be able to view exhibits and items from traditional coins and stamps to objects more curious, such as the largest collection of air sickness bags or a new comic book stamp to be issued by Czech Post. Earlier today, Jan Wellinger spoke to the head of the fair, Jindřich Jirásek, and asked him how many exhibitors were taking part.
This year it's more than 240 from all Europe. It's dealers of coins, gold, investment gold, medals, stamps, the dealers of minerals, of old postcards, also posters, and of everything what is possible to collect. Yeah, it's an international event because more than one-third of exhibitors are from abroad, especially from Germany, from Great Britain, from France, and also about 10% of visitors also come from abroad, because for them it's interesting to get Czech stamps, Czech coins, and of course the material from Eastern Europe, which is rare in Western Europe.
By contrast, is there any area that is specially significant for Czechs? For example, my understanding is that one of the people appearing at the fair is an illustrator for a popular children's comic book.
About our visitors. The visitors, there are three groups of visitors. First group, it's the collectors, which are looking to get some new items to their collection. The other group, it's people who want to invest their money into coins, medals, investment gold, you know, because they know that it's safe and it's better than to put the money to bank. And the third group, it's families, because we support women collectors. So for women and children, the entrance is for free. For them, it's a family trip. They can buy something, some small items. And, of course, they can also visit some accompanying program, like this year, the special launch of a new stamp from Czech Post with the popular comic figures called Čtyřlístek.
Those are popular figures for children, right, featuring animals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And, of course, there are also some other displays or exhibitions. For example, the largest and the smallest bonds from the collection of the Museum of Bonds, or Sigbeck's airlines from all around the world, because you can collect everything.
Generally speaking, what is it about collecting that fascinates so many people?
You know, it's very democratic. It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor, or young or old. You can start to collect in any age and with a small amount of money. And what I think is the most important about collecting is that people meet people, you know. And it's the reason why the internet or eBay or Aukro is not a competition to our fair, you know, because in every time, people will want to meet other people and share the joy of collecting with other collectors.
That was the organizer of Prague's Collector's Fair, Jindřich